NPR's Anne Garrels is in Baghdad, where, Anne, I suppose this has been about as momentous a day as one could imagine, minus heavy bombardment of the city, that is.
That's right. I mean, quite frankly, when I suddenly came across a column of Marines coming underneath an I was standing on a bridge and they were passing underneath me, and I screamed down to them, you know, "Hey, guys!" And one of them turned around with a gun and pointed it at me, and then I went, "No, I'm an American." And I just, I mean, it. But to see them up close, I've been seeing them from the distance across the Tigris, you know, for several days now. But this, it was, it for me and for many Iraqis, although many Iraqis are, you know, are just don't know what the future is.
As night fell in Baghdad, what was the city like today?
A mixture. I mean, there were scenes of jubilation and, you know, welcoming the troops, but a lot of people are just in shock, complete and utter shock. And, I mean, here at the hotel, I mean, we walked down this morning and suddenly there were no security people. Our government minders and intelligence agents who've been escorting us for months had disappeared. There were no more words of defiance from the information minister, who, along with his staff, failed to turn up.
And are the streets tonight empty? Are people out celebrating? What's the scene there where you are?
Oh, no, people are still very scared.
Mm-hmm.
They're very scared by the vacuum of power. The Marines are dotted around, but there's no police force. There's none of the security they've grown up with and been used to. They don't know what to expect tomorrow. The looting really upset a lot of people. That we saw today, and people are now worried that they're going to be revenge killings, that things could get way out of control. They don't think it's over.
Okay, Anne, thanks once again, and good night.
Good night.
NPR's Anne Garrels talking to us from the Palestine Hotel in Baghdad.